So far, I'm going to hate myself for saying this, but they're not playing like a team flying at the top.
No, they're not. They're playing like a side that sort of mid-table and they're just
intercepted by Holland, who've got a chance to put a shot in goal bound. Just broke for him in the middle of the Brackley half. Chance for Duckworth to put a cross back in. McDonald can't stop it coming over the far post. Headed away by Green, I think it was, and Story picks it up. But it just broke for Danny Holland, who drove one from distance. And here's Rob O'Brien. Cross from the left-hand side towards Duckworth with the header. Down at the right-hand post, cleared away by the goalkeeper. And hearts are starting to flutter in Brackley's defence.
Very clever play there from Walker, but not actually doing anything, but just holding his hands up saying, don't pass it to me, I was offside. And that allowed Rob O'Brien to get the ball, and then that cross came in. And certainly the best attack yet from Avenue.
Good header from nose of the defender. Spins around, GC can't bring it under control. And Odhiambo can't either, so away comes Marshall. Good ball out on the left-hand side towards Walker. Can't bring it under control. Drury gets it. Marshall back to goal on the far left-hand side. Gives it on the overlap to Drury. Sulkin for company. Tries to cut inside and put the cross in. Here it comes from Drury towards Duckworth with a header. Might fall for Holland. Drives one to the corner.
Offside.
It's offside. Oh, it was a good move from Avenue. It was just a little flick towards... was it Danny Holland with the offside decision?
Yeah, it was Danny Holland who was offside.
Spooned away by Sulkin, and it goes to the left-hand side towards Walker, who tries to take it in his stride. It bounces a little bit, but he still charges down that left channel. Cuts inside of Clifton. This is a good chance for Avenue. Drives one from distance, does Paul Walker. Ran pretty much the full length of the pitch there. Cut inside of Clifton well. And you can't really blame the lad for trying to drive from there. Glenn Walker to swing it in from the left-hand side, almost on the byline. It's very close to the Avenue penalty area. Here it comes towards the six-yard box. A drifting header towards the corner, and it's in, you know. And it's Mulligan who's got the defining header. It's glanced in on the more or less edge of the six-yard box. A great free kick delivered in by Walker. Mulligan with a glancing header, and DC had all on. It just looped in the corner. And Avenue, early on in the second half, find themselves behind Chappers.
Yep, yet another goal conceded from a set piece for Avenue. The ball into the area. Mulligan just got his head on it. And DC, full stretch, but it looped over him and into the corner of the net.
Knowles, Walker, edge of the penalty area, cuts inside. Knowles drives one in, full stretch tackled by Sulkin.
Oh.
A shot goes in on goal, inside the penalty area from Knowlesy again, I think it was. And it was wide of the right-hand post. DC, little dink over the top of Chris McDonald, but overcomes Wayne Hartswell, and that's the last action, is to pump it into Ronnie Memorial, or Ronnie Bottomley Memorial Stand. It's a disappointing second back-to-back defeat for Avenue, but as we said so many times in the game, chances created, lots of positives. It's finished here at the Horseball. Brackley have kept their 100% record. Avenue 0, Brackley Town 1.